You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, October 30th, 2021. We're in hour two of the broadcast. Going to take phone calls all this hour. If you'd like to call in and join in, 1-800-313-9443. Or if you can, please call in on 512-248-8252. Y'all don't know how hard it is for me to say that so slow. But I wanted to just say before we go to the phones, we've got Dave in Massachusetts coming up. The headline right now on Drudge, which has changed drastically and I'm not a fan, but anyway. New York City vax fallout, less cops, more trash, firehouses closed, 150 fewer ambulances, New Jersey hospital mandates boosters. So they don't care that you're not going to have cops. You know how that'll work out in New York City. They don't care that their streets are going to be full of trash, which might be hard to tell. I thought they already were. They don't care if the firehouses are closed, so your house can burn down and you in it. They don't care there's fewer ambulances. You know, you're having a heart attack, you fall out of a tree, you need help, broke leg, whatever. Don't matter. You know, these people got to take these inoculations, whether you like it or not. And now a New Jersey hospital is mandating boosters. So it's all coming to fruition. This is, you're living it now, you're in it now, and the destination is ugly place. So we're going to the phones. Dave in Massachusetts, thank you for holding, sir. What's on your mind today?
Hey, welcome back, Farron. It's great. I listened to your show the last couple of weeks. Welcome back. We all missed you. We thought maybe you were being waterboarded down in Guantanamo for saying when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. Okay. So it's good that you're okay, you know. Farron, listen, you know, I'm a Vietnam era veteran. I have the same profile as John Stadtmiller, basically. I was in the Army, the U.S. Army, in 1972 and 1973, and I'm classified as a Vietnam veteran. But I believe John Stadtmiller, I never set foot in Vietnam because they were, by that time, they were de-escalating. But I'm classified as a Vietnam veteran, but, you know, I never set foot in Vietnam. But anyways, the reason I say that is, you remember Ho Chi Minh from North Vietnam? Ho Chi Minh that led the communists to victory, that Vietnam fell to Ho Chi Minh? You remember that history? You're old enough to remember all that history, right?
Yep, I do.
And remember they had that trail where they used to convey all their deadly war material down to kill Americans? Over the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, the Ho Chi Minh Trail. I'm sure some of the old people. I'm 68 years old now. I'm a Virgo, not a virgin, but a Virgo, and I'm 68. So I go back. Well, I guess I'm probably around the same age as John Stadtmiller. We have a very similar profile. I don't know if he knows that or not, but. You know, I was like a brother in arms with John Stadtmiller in the U.S. Army in 72, 70. I think those are the same years he was in. He was just in for a couple of years, too, I believe. I could be wrong, but anyways, the reason I mentioned that, Darren, is I consider these vaccinations, I consider them bioweapons also. The vaccinations, the so-called vaccinations are bioweapons. And what's going on here is... There was Ho Chi Minh of North Vietnam, but there's Fauci Minh, Dr. Fauci Minh of North America. And just like Vietnam, South Vietnam fell to Ho Chi Minh, Ho Chi Minh, Dr. Ho Chi Minh, he brought the Fu Man flu, the Chinese Fu Man flu from the Wuhan lab. He developed it, gain of function and all that business that RBN's audience knows about. And he brought it over the Ho Chi Minh Trail. He's been bringing these vaccinations. He's bringing them over the Ho Chi Minh Trail. They're all bioweapons. And just like South Vietnam fell to North Vietnam under Ho Chi Minh, North America is going to fall to the communists and the Dr. Ho Chi Minh, because he's planning on bringing more deadly bioweapons over his Ho Chi Minh Trail. And it's that, you know, the communist chant. Darren, when I was a kid, if I may quickly say this, when I was a kid, we used to go up country. My father had to live in Boston. So he wound up becoming the chief fire inspector of the whole city of Boston. Not on the arson squad, but for fire safety. But he was the chief fire inspector all the Boston public schools, public libraries, the Boston City Hospital. So anyways, but we used to go up country. My father used to always refer to going up to northern New Hampshire and northern Maine. He was a sportsman. He was into hunting and everything. He raised me and my older brothers to be hunters. And he had me traipsing around the woods when I was 10, 11 years old, and I've been teaching me how to hunt. I shot my first deer when I was like 12. But anyways, the reason I mentioned that, he was on the fire department, so all his friends were fellow firefighters. He used to call him Jakes, a fellow Jake, a nickname for a firefighter. But yeah, I remember I was about 10 years old. I'll be quick, Farron. I was about 10 years old. I was in the back seat. And I have like a total recall memory. Anybody that listens to my calls probably has picked up on that. But that's the one gift I have. I'm not good with my hands as far as plumbing and electricity and carpeting, but I just have like a total recall memory. I remember everything. It's a gift from God, and I'm going to use it for the greater glory of God, and I'm going to use it for my country, just like I was in the Army for my country, willing to make the ultimate sacrifice. And I'm willing to make the ultimate sacrifice now. But anyways, we're going up to New Hampshire, and I still remember we were up by the Hooksett, New Hampshire toll booth. There was a toll booth. We were waiting in line to pay our toll and everything. And I remember my father saying, and I'm like a fly on the wall. I'm about 10-year-old little boy. But you know how impressionable kids are, and especially a precocious child like me. Like, I know RBN's audience is full of people that were precocious children. And I was like, they forgot I was even in the back seat. My father turned to Tommy. This was during the height of the Cold War, when Nikita Khrushchev was banging his shoe on the United Nations podium. My father said to Tommy, if America ever falls to communism, it won't be the Soviets invading America or coming across the Atlantic, and it won't be the Chinese Communist Red Army coming across the Pacific. Invading America. If America ever falls to communism, it'll be the communist traitors from within. It'll be those communist traitor bastards from within that'll take America down. If America ever falls, and that's what we're seeing here. These communist traitors from within working, and those Republicans, those stinky Republicans, and I include Trump in on that. He's a stinky, filthy Republican, and so isn't that Stone, too, Roger Stone. Notice how they're all free, but all the patriots are languishing in solitary confinement, and Assange and everything. But, Farron, I know the lines are probably filling up, but I'll close with this thought, Farron. America has become a country of the haves and the have-nots. But, Farron, it's gotten even worse than that, Farron. Now we've degenerated not only to a nation of the haves and the have-nots, but now we've degenerated to a nation of the jabs and the jab-nots. The jabs and we're a nation of the jabs and the jab-nots. Okay?
Hey, that's good, Dave. I'll give you credit. I like that. And it's true. It's so true. Go ahead. I'll give you the last word. Go ahead.
If I get the last word, listen, that Marxist Jesuit Pope Francis, that Jorge Bergoglio, he was all involved down in Argentina with the military junta and the desaparados, the people that were just disappeared down in Argentina. He was the cardinal down there. But listen, He's a communist Marxist Jesuit Pope. And Lenin said that religion would be the opiate of the people. Vladimir Lenin said religion is the opiate of the people. So this Marxist Jesuit Pope, what he is, Fallon, he's the popiate. He's the popiate of the people. And Biden's over there conspiring with them to take our country down. And I hope the Protestants put on the full armor of the Lord and stand up. Sooner or later, these patriots are going to realize that they're not just up against the Democrats and the they're up against the great global super Satan, the great global super Satan. So you damn well better put on the full armor of the Lord. And every day I wrestle with the great global super Satan. You need to start realizing who your real enemy is. It's a spiritual battle, and the great global super Satan is in control. God is not in control. God's because these people, humanity is chosen a Satan over God. They've basically chosen Barabbas over Jesus. And Satan is in control because humanity has put this great global super Satan in control. So forget about God being in control. He's going to let you find out, not the RBN audience so much, Fallon, but he's going to let humanity find out that they made a really bad choice. Instead of demanding Jesus, they demanded this great global super Satan Barabbas. You know? So thanks for giving me the last word, Fallon.
Hey, thank you so much. A lot well said there, Dave. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it, and I've missed you. I've missed you, brother. All right, taking phone calls if you'd like to join in, 512-248-8252. Be tough to follow that one. 512-248-8252 or 1-800-313-9443. You know, there was some archives that were lost several years ago. I can't remember what year it was, but I guess it was before that. I had right here at Halloween, I thought about it yesterday, and I did some looking. I couldn't find it, but I'd had a Satanist on. I'd had a Satanist on right at Halloween for an hour, and we discussed. And I know that, you know, I don't want to get into it too deep, but we discussed a lot of what Luciferians believe regarding the world, the geopolitical structure of the world, and of course, history and the Bible. And I think Dave's exactly right. We are, I mean, the world has embraced the values of Satanist, if you look into this. And, you know, the other thing that I got from what Dave said, if you look at the diabolical nature and the vastness of this world conspiracy, I mean, I played, what is her name? The Prime Minister of New Zealand. I was playing that clip earlier, right, where she was saying that the unvaccinated is going to be second-class citizens. I mean, they're openly just admitting this. And then all of these different governments, you know, New Zealand, France, Ungrate, Germany, Australia, Canada, America, it goes on and on and on. And, you know, some countries, I don't know exactly. I mean, Italy, they're having mass protests, but, I mean, they're trying to force vaccine mandates, and other countries, too. They're all these diabolical masters at the top of the pyramid have the world in a geopolitical situation where they knew that the time was right to release this type of situation on humanity to try to gain control and to solidify their tyranny. And, you know, when you think about, when you tilt your head back and you think about the vastness of this, it's mind numbing, you know, and it should give you a lot of different thoughts and give you pause. We're going back to the phones. We got Art in Georgia. Art, how you doing? And yes, sir, I will send you that clip a little later this afternoon.
Ah, okay, cool. I didn't expect you to get the email till after the broadcast was over, but you know, I could go on any topic you've talked about so far this morning, because it's all out there, so thick and so in your face, and it's just, my God, when is enough enough? But you know, the two things that really stood out to me was, first of all, this Florida field trip to a gay bar. Yeah, there we go. That's a good way to educate. I'm sorry, indoctrinate your children. Let's take them to a gay bar. This is story hour, drag queen story hour taken to the next level. And then the second thing, and we'll go either way you want to go with this one, Fern, is Jen Psaki the other day, the sock it to you, girl. She says, quote, we need to renew the service this is all right off the top of my head. Renew the service transportation bill in order to save the thousands of employees who could be furloughed. Jen, what about the tens of thousands of people who lost their jobs at the stroke of Biden's pen shutting down the Keystone Pipeline? Their jobs don't matter?
Oh, Art, I totally agree. I mean, the hypocrisy. That Jen Psaki, which I refer to as Piss Psaki. But her ability, I mean, she takes the art of lying with a straight face to a whole new level. the Biden administration, in its continued push for the recipe of destruction for America, is just... it's just off the chart, Art. I mean, it is completely off the chart.
It is. I mean, she is very quickly, and God, this is scary. She's very quickly becoming the queen of spin. I have never, in the years that I've been doing, following political and geopolitical spheres, I have never seen anyone so good at spinning the web of lies and deceit as this woman. I mean, I would put her side by side with the ability to spin and the skill in which she does it is only comparable to someone like Barack Obama, who also was really good. And people are buying this crap. This really tells you how far we have fallen as a nation.
Oh, we fell a long way, Art. Like I was saying earlier, I had a lengthy discussion with a flaming liberal this week, and I mean, it really put me in jaw drop mode that anyone could fathom the thoughts that reality is from the perspective that she is trying to promote it. It's complete lunacy. I mean, we are diametrically completely have a different take on reality, but yet they're out there, Art. They are out there, and this is why we see some of the, going along with, and I saw that story about the field trip. Also, Disney is hosting Drag Queen Story Hour, yet another instance of corporate America pushing the sickening sexualization of children. Nothing screams, this is an RT.com story, nothing screams Halloween like Disney giving kids the chance to explore gender fluidity with queer role models. This begs the question, where do we draw the line between corporate virtue signaling and pedophilia? This week, it was revealed that Disney is hosting a Drag Queen Story Hour for the children of its employees. The Halloween-themed event will capture the imagination and play of the gender fluidity of childhood. So, I mean, what is being done to the children in this country? It's far beyond even child abuse. I mean, it's just evil to the core. To confuse a child and to teach a child, a young mind, that, you know, you don't have to be a boy or because you're born a boy or a girl. They can't even just leave them alone and let them decide. They've got to push it. And then studies have shown that when one child, say 8 or 10 or what have you, the age, decides that they want to be the opposite of what they are, then suddenly other children in that same group or classroom do the same thing because that child's getting attention. It becomes kind of a herd mentality in children, and so it promotes the expansion of this where otherwise it would never occur. But go ahead, Art.
Yeah, it's just really sick. It truly is. And speaking of Disney, I saw that article a few days ago. you know, they're talking about having basically a banned list of clothing, like the t-shirts that say, I gave her the D.
Hey, hold that. hold that thought for me, Art. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. Dave in New York, you'll be coming up next. Stay with me.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Dreamer, but my heart's a gold. I had a runaway high, so I wouldn't come home low. Just when things went right, it doesn't mean they were always wrong. Just take this song and you'll never.
All right, we're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio taking your phone calls. 248-8252. I'm talking to Art in Georgia. We got Dave in New York coming up. Art, the break broke up your thought. I want you to go ahead. And also, if there's anything you'd like to say about the report from Iron Mountain, I don't know if you've ever looked into that. That, you know, that was decades ago. They were predicting using the weather as the enemy of the people. And, you know, we see what the climate change is, all they talk about all the time, especially the Biden administration. I wanted to see if you could touch on that. And then, Dave, hang on for me. We will get to you, I promise.
Before the break there, I was kind of making the half-hearted joke about Disney being all upset over the people wearing these T-shirts, like the men wearing the T-shirts. I gave her the D with the big Disney logo D there, and women wearing the shirts to say, I wanted the D or I prefer the D or something like that. And people are getting all kind of twisted, and I guess they want to have a basic dress code now. So that people aren't triggered by such silliness. And I think it's just kind of funny myself. But another thing that jumped out at me this week was, I didn't know we have a disability community. Did you? apparently the disability community is all upset and they want to cancel out Halloween costumes because they feel like they make fun of disabled people and they feel ridiculed and picked on. So now we want to do away with all the Halloween costumes. And, you know, I am disabled due to severe lower spinal damage as well as inflamed hips. And so I need a walker now to walk. And, you know, as a disabled man, I don't feel threatened or ridiculed or made fun of at all by the costumes. So I say, bring on the scary, half-crippled, paraplegic, deaf, dumb, and blind costumes, and let's rock this puppy out. Okay, as far as Iron Mountain, it's been a long time since I even thought about that. But, yeah, it's interesting the difference in weather patterns that we're seeing now where, I mean, it used to be 10, 12 years ago, I could pretty much tell you day to day what the weather was going to be like for the next week just based on having, you know, paid attention over the years and years of being a little farm boy, you know. It became kind of natural to be able to know what your weather was going to be like and simply by watching the insects and the animals, but now you can't even rely on the old traditional methods for watching weather now. And, you know, I think we're really seeing some changes taking place. And this is not natural. I don't believe that any of this is natural. I believe it is manipulated. And, you know, with this climate summit that they're having over there now, I found it really interesting that, well, Joe Biden confuses the Pope with a famous African-American best baseball player. I don't know how that one worked out. But it was interesting. I read an article that the Pope was not being invited to the summit while Greta Thunberg got her invitation. Kind of weird there. But, yeah, the Iron Mountain thing, I think what we're going to see, and I could be wrong, I think what we're going to see is a combination of the climate hoax as well as this false pandemic used both together as a means to accomplish what Harry Vox was talking about. This is really scary. And also the comment earlier about the Protocols of Zion. People, if you've not read the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, you really should read it, because while some in the Jewish community will say that this is a work of fiction, you know, it's kind of like one of those Aldous Huxley, George Orwell moments where you kind of like this, like reality seems very similar to what we read in many of these books. So you kind of have to wonder there as well. But anyway, I'm really interested in what Dave's got, because Dave is always a great caller. So Dave, take it away, brother. And thanks, Fern.
Hey, thank you so much, Art. Thank you so much. We're coming up on the break, Dave. I'm going to hold you over, of course, so, but go ahead, and then the break's going to get you, and we'll talk about it on the other side. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, well, I think a great caller you already had today was a guy I'll call Dave Stapmiller. he should have his own show when they've got, like, some dead air time. He could do a whole show. He made a very, very important point at the end. God is in control. This is the biggest cop-out that any Christian, quote Christian, ever gives me that I can find. You know, God is in control. Yeah, he's going to do based on what you do. There's all these, you know, contracts in the Bible. There's, you know, there are consequences and to our actions. And we need to understand that, yes, he's principally under these things. And he is protecting people. But that's no cop out to do nothing, which is what most people use it for.
I've heard that one for sure, Dave. Coming up on the break, if you'd like to join in, 512-248-8252. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend
back on the Alternative Media Fan in the studio, taking your phone calls. I got Dave in New York, then we got Mike in Kentucky, David in Iowa. If you'd like to call in, we may have time for one or two more calls. The break got you. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, Farron. Yes. I think we've been exposed to a lot of disinformation and just weird information to kookify everything. And I think it's very important listen to the right people. And the guy I find who's speaking out loudest and who is very sharp, he is very sharp as a scientist, because I was in graduate locations. I heard Roald Hoffman speak. I heard, even this Charles Lieber speak, who won the Harris and Howell Award eventually, and then won the FBI gets to arrest him for having Chinese, over there in January of 2020 related to COVID, and he never gets anything. But Dr. Richard Fleming, he's been on InfoWars now, and his presentations there are very sharp and very good. And Alex, keeps up reasonably with him. Even him has a hard time digesting it all. But Fleming says you can go at your own pace and you can understand everything he's saying. So he explains like why the vaccine doesn't work, why it kills. And he actually did a PDF type presentation. I think it was somehow sponsored by InfoWars, maybe at a conference. These are all on BitChute. I was just watching it yesterday. He's saying that the vaccine cannot be just made with mRNA. He said that long ago, and he repeats it now, and he says, listen, they had to have other things in there to make it, accentuate it and accelerate it. And he explains, and I haven't fully understood this at all, but we've heard it before, that this vaccine can be transferably infective. You can transfer the vaccine from one person to another, and this is an issue that Mike Adams had brought up, and there's been a lot of research in that area in the past. So this is a very dangerous introduction, and it's too bad two-thirds of the population was fooled into getting infected and to be spreading this around. Can you imagine if everybody knew not to do this and they didn't do it in the first place, the whole thing would have been shut down? Well, I'm sure they'd think of another plan. But then he does blood analyses as well, and he is saying that he's not seeing any of these Hydra green men and you know, Hydra laying eggs, like this Polish guy, I guess, was saying. I mean, the Polish guy, I listened to his talk, and it was nice evidence he seemed to have. And then he goes off comparing it to the Thing, you know, the Thing in the comics. I mean, you don't do that. You don't go say this thing has a head, you know, and he only has one example. So I'm not saying that all these things aren't there. Richard Fleming is actually saying that they're not there, which I don't think he has full evidence of this, and that's the only fault I would find. But he's a very strict scientist, and if he doesn't see it, he doesn't say it. But he also represents that graphene oxide has been in a number of vaccines. And Dr. Fleming, I mean, I could just repeat what he says. He has such a broad understanding and knowledge and research and digs into stuff. He knows the difference between garbage and good science. Your comments on Dr. Fleming at all, you know, I don't see Dr. McCullough coming out with such influential teaching presentations, which that's one of Fleming's, other than his 3 degrees, that's one of his things he's masterful at, is as a teacher. So he's a very important character here, I would say.
I caught Dr. Fleming. I can't remember. It maybe been a couple of weeks ago. Just that time frame, I don't get to catch a lot of InfoWars or Alex Jones live 12 to 3 Eastern. But I did catch that, and it was very, very informative. I mean, he takes the deep dive. He takes the deep dive, and I looked later to see if I could find just that interview, like on band.video or whatnot, or on BitChute. And I didn't see it, which doesn't mean it wasn't there. I didn't spend all day looking for it. But it's that is an interesting gentleman to listen to. I will give you that. And I appreciate you bringing that up to the audience, because, to be honest with you, it had kind of fell out of my memory hole. I hadn't thought about that lately, about listening to that. I don't remember exactly how long ago, but it seems like a couple of weeks. So, you know, the thing about it is, David, there's so much information out there, and granted, and you point this out, there's a good bit of bad information, but there's a lot of good information, and these various platforms like BitChute and Brighteon, Mike Adams' platform, is giving people the ability, and, you know, YouTube has removed the ability for so much information, so people can educate themselves. And, you know, you mentioned if everybody had just refused it, yeah, and, you know, if everybody that could have refused it, but went and got it anyway. You know, I'm not talking about the ones that they was going to lose your job, like federal workers or whatever. But here in my little rural neck of the woods, as I've said on this broadcast several times, I was in flabbergast mode to ride down and look when they were doing the drive-through first injections. The whole town, the whole main street, the whole town was bogged down, because people started lining up hours before it opened, and I just couldn't believe it in this town. I hate to be this wrong, but I really thought that, yeah, there's going to be some people lined up, but it's not going to be a big crowd. Literally, there was 1,000 cars lined up early.
It look like there was a pandemic then? That's the time that it really looked like there was a pandemic. They were lined up to go into the hospital.
yeah, they were lined up to get the drive-through.
No, isn't it funny?
Funny. And so, I mean, that really gave me pause as to how easily persuaded. Because, see, a lot of these people, they were not being forced to do this. In fact, probably 90% or more at that time was voluntarily doing it. And I happen to know, because this is a small town, the many, many, many people that were in that line that have either died or has had some really tough health problems that they didn't have before, like, you know, enlarged heart or blood clots or what have you. So, I mean, I really think we're at the precipice as we move toward Christmas and Thanksgiving and the rest of this year of just seeing more and more people, especially the older ones that's taken this shot, having severe health problems. But go ahead. Anything else you'd like to add? Then we'll get Mike and David.
Fair enough. That must have an impact on a small town, because these people talk and they know all these people that were in line, and I'm sure it must get around. Hopefully, I mean, I can't imagine that it didn't get around your town and bars and stuff. If you want to see Dr. Fleming's InfoWars interviews, I simply went to BitChute and typed in Fleming InfoWars or Alex or Jones or something, and found them. The first one I think he was on, Alex Jones, was September 9th this year. So he's relatively new, and he's really got a great platform to get to a lot of people there. Secondly, he points out this non-isolation issue was also kooky. The fact that, you know, listen, they sequenced it all and everything. And, you know, you have lesser science people talking, and these clog up the Internet. People like Kaufman, who was way off on that. And then people on Stu Peters, Ruby. Sometimes she's a little off, and she's siding with all of these, the graphene oxide and things in the vaccines. These things are fanciful science fiction people are going off into that are not well established, although there may be something to them. That's a scientific controversy at this point, and let's go ahead and see that. But look at the real science and important stuff that Fleming is mentioning. That's what I had to say. Aaron, thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I will when I probably won't be till later this afternoon or maybe even tomorrow, but I will pull that up. I would like to listen
and thank
to
that
some
caller
more
for
of that.
Actually being interested in what I'm saying. This is only the second person I've ever heard of here saying it. I've heard a lot of people say, "Oh, Dave, you're ridiculous. They never isolated this, you know." Anyway, take care, Fred.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Let's go to Mike in Kentucky. Keep an eye out. What's on your mind?
Last time, I'm back there. I'm on. Can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, you're here. You're here.
There was a burst of noise, and then your signal tiled out to where I couldn't understand you. It happened to the last caller too. It's some kind of bandwidth thing or something. So anyway, the guy was talking about the scientist. He's being cartoonish or kooky with it a little bit, but it looks like he's using like a mass spectrometry and whatever to analyze the thing. It's the problem I think with some of these is this, there's this saline situation where a bunch of the vials apparently just have saline in them. And they may not only be adding this kind of randomly or whatever, some of these things that people are finding. But the other issue is the chain of custody on these vials that I found. And I know of a situation where a homeless guy has went in a large metropolitan area and were paying $100 every time you got a shot, you know, as an incentive. And this guy, they weren't checking ID, so every few days he'd go back and he got $600, and then they jumped it to $150, and then he got another $150. He took the shot 7 times, and I forget which one it was, Moderna maybe. But I mean, that kind of corruption, they're going to use every vial that they've got. So that's part of the issue, is getting a hold of a vial that's viable, because it's, you know, it's frozen, so it has to be kept for a certain extent. And then I've seen in situations where they're actively looking for people because they've got a couple of vials left that are going to expire in so many hours, and they're like getting on local media and trying to Facebook or whatever, trying to find people to take the shot because they don't want to waste it. So it's hard to get a hold of a batch of these. Like this guy says he got 5 of them, is my understanding. I don't you know, somehow he got a hold of 5 vials and only one of those 5 vials had it. And there was a contamination issue, if you heard about it, from the lab in Spain that caused them to pause the shots in Japan. and then they went to ivermectin, as I understand it, and that is what quashed their little tiny, tiny peak that Japan had over the summer. You know, it's not just the African enigma. If you get in the Our World and Data stuff where you can compare all the different countries, the most medicalized countries, Italy, United Kingdom, and America, they have these massive peaks and valleys in this pandemic, comparatively so. I mean, when you look at it, the worst that it ever was something like 4 per million. I think 4 or 5 per million was the worst peak that America had. But when you compare it to these other countries and all the countries in Africa and Japan, Sweden, of course, didn't do a lockdown. Their peaks and valleys compared to America, but it's lower. And they didn't trash their economy. So I would encourage people to look for that Our World in Data where you can play around with the graphs. I actually have it posted on my little Facebook group for my local media that they're trying to completely deplatform and get rid of, just like I think in the Bible it talks about for telling us the truth. They're going to separate you from us. I forget what book that's in the New Testament, but I've got the link there on TV 10 Newslines. If you want to find it, you scroll down, you'll see the thread graphs on there, and you can go into it. You can choose and pick which countries you want to compare. And when you add Israel, America, UK, even Sweden, all the rest of the countries look flat. It's like there's just, I mean, ridiculously small of a pandemic there. So, and of course, you know, you start telling people this, and they'll say, well, Japan had a really harsh lockdown and stuff like that. But you look at India. India is a hugely densely populated area. They just barely had a little peak, and then their ivermectin kits that they sent out are being credited with stopping a lot of that little bit of a peak by comparison to America. It's just ridiculous. The way the media hypes up some little roller coaster peak in India, and by comparison to America, it's minuscule, especially when you graph them together like that.
And you know, Mike, let me throw this in because you made me think of this, and it'd be good to throw in right here. You know, they play a montage of all of the news media, you know, various, this MSNBC, then CNN, then NBC, and then ABC, whatever, throwing Joe Rogan under the bus because he used ivermectin. And in all the clips, they're saying this is horse medicine, and this is, you know, this is, and you know, we've talked about it on here. You know, if you, most medicine is based on weight, so if you've got a 1,200-pound horse, it would obviously take more medicine than a 150-pound man or whatever. But I mean, the ivermectin, obviously, the news media got the script, got the memo to make everybody that promoted that, you know, you can't promote it on Facebook or YouTube or anything like that, as some conspiracy nut. I mean, so that tells you volumes of the concerted effort to make this thing worse and to eliminate anything that would, you know, would help. And yeah, the India is the perfect example of that. So I just wanted to throw that in. Go ahead. We've got about 2 minutes to break. You can have them, and then David, we'll come back after the break. We'll have 6 minutes. They're yours, and we'll wrap up. But go ahead. Anything else you'd like to add, Mike?
Well, it is an enigma. It's a philosophy problem that's been dealt with. That previous caller talking about God is in control, but how can we have free will? This is a debate, you know, that goes from Forrest Gump all the way back to Greek and Roman philosophers. Do we have free will, or as the deists, I think, some of the founders like Thomas Paine and others, that wrote, you know, what was it, Common Sense. These guys think that God just threw the universe, you know, wound up the universe and let it go. You know, there's no intervention, da-da-da, you know. But I think that, you know, in science fiction, there's a concept of parallel universes, you know. And if we're dealing with a creator that's infinite, your choices could hop you perhaps from one parallel universe to another. I don't know how it works, but I think, you know, as Forrest Gump says at the end of Forrest Gump, you know, maybe it's both. Maybe we're drifting along on the wind and we still can, you know, have free will to affect our change. But I do believe that you cannot escape religion. By your very existence, you have a belief system, and therefore there is no freedom from religion. You're going to end up worshiping your own intellect, thinking you're wise enough to believe there is no God. But you can't prove a negative, so I don't see how that scientist can say that there is none of this stuff unless he's looked at many vials from different factories and sources. You can't really prove a negative. I cannot prove that there's no fairies running unicorns at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean. I'd have to go all over the Pacific Ocean to do that. And I don't know that he's made that attempt to prove that this stuff is not in some of the vaccines. And once a couple of people have shown it, then the burden of proof becomes much, much harder on those claiming it's not there. Thanks.
Hey, thank you so much, Mike. Thank you so much. We're coming up on the break. David, stay there. We'll be back with you on the other side. Back in moments.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. David, you've been patiently holding. We've got about 5 minutes. They are yours. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, okay. Thanks, sir. I heard you a couple of weeks ago when you announced you got my packet. You called me David from Ohio, I think. That was Iowa, please. Anyway, something on Halloween. The two Celtic words hallowed evening came from All Hallows Even, and now we call it Halloween. This is now even more popular than Easter and rivals Christmas. The roots of this festival come to us from the Druid demon worship. Witches are said to fly brooms over the crops to, quote, teach, unquote, them how to grow. It was a fertility myth. When the first Roman Catholic missionaries encountered these Druids, they met stubborn resistance because the inhabitants of Angoland, Sweden, Netherlands, northern Germany, Finland, and Ireland were very nationalistic. The ritual we embrace as Halloween was originally called the Feast of the Dead, Samhain, and was on November 1st. These pre-Christian Druids had the barbarians doing ghastly things. It was a dreaded occasion since it was thought that time stood still and the souls of the dead walked the land. Gifts, especially food, were left outside for these roaming ghosts with the hope that no harm would come to the households. The Druids chose certain children to be burned alive on, quote, bonfires, unquote, as offerings to the sun. Parents tied yellow ribbons around oak trees as prayers to the sun to have their children spared. The fat left over from the child was fashioned into a candle and placed into a carved-out pumpkin or a hollowed-out vegetable with a round, sun-shaped design. The victim was called Jack of the Lantern. Prisoners and unlike people were burned alive in wicker cages shaped in the form of animals hung from trees. All of this was ultimately to pay homage to the sun, Woden or Odin. As you now know, this Druid deity gives us our name for the fourth day of the week, Woden's Day. Another deal on these Druids. Life for a pagan under the Druids was like a nightmare. Parents had to endure risking their children's lives because the Druids demanded sacrifices. Children were made to stand in a large circle with marker stones with a tall oak pole at the center. At sunrise, the shadow of the pole would fall upon a single child. This child was tied up and burned alive on a bonfire, and the charred bones were buried under the stone marker. How about that?
Well, I tell you what, that puts me in mind of the Prophecy Club did a documentary with Doc Marquis called Occult Holidays, and it goes through a whole heck of a lot of what you just discussed right there, and that is the true history of this Christianized, you know, the churches are having trunk or treat, and you're exactly right. It rivals Christmas, and for certainly Easter and the other holidays. I appreciate you sharing that, David. That was very interesting. Thank you so much for that. I've got music. We're out of time. Maybe next week we can talk about that more, because that's as important as anything. When they come for your gold, give them a lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.